Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit are spiritual forces that are developed in you through the Word of God. This is with your recreated human spirit, the brand new Spirit of Christ that you get when you're born again. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. We've talked about love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, and today we're going to discuss gentleness. In the King James, it says gentleness, but actually, when you look up this particular Greek word, it is a word which really means kindness, referring to an act of kindness, and you'll find that this word is translated kindness throughout the New Testament. This particular word is an act of kindness that looks for a way to be helpful or constructive for someone's good, and it also implies a tenderness and having a compassion towards that particular person. An act of kindness, it looks for a way to be helpful or constructive. You should be looking for ways to help others for their good. And also, whenever you minister to people, it should be with tenderness and with compassion in your life. The particular root word is a word goes back to meaning kind action in our life. In Acts chapter 27, verse 3, the Bible says, the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul. This is the word for kindness here, or gentleness, which is really translated act of kindness. Courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty. Kind action in giving Paul what he needed or what he desired. That's really what this fruit of gentleness or act of kindness does in a person's life. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Here, this particular word is translated kindness. And this is speaking of what Jesus does for us. We know that we've been saved by grace through faith. And we know that Jesus raised us up, he quickened us, seated us together in heavenly places, and now he is showing the exceeding riches of his grace, of his favor toward us, in his kindness. That's his act of kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. God is bringing us to the place of possessing the promises of God and walking in his ways. This is God's act of kindness towards you. You must realize that God has a tremendous act of kindness toward us, and he wants to bring his exceeding riches of his grace to pass in our life. Praise God. In Titus chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared. That's what Jesus did. It was the kindness, the act of kindness, and the love of God appeared toward us. Praise God, he has shown his kindness toward us. And this is what is to be developed in us. We should have the same act of kindness and love towards men, towards people that we deal with. We're going to look for ways of being helpful. We're going to look for ways of being constructive. And we're going to minister to people for their good with the compassion of the Lord, with a tenderness in ministering to their needs. In Romans chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, they're all gone out of the way. They're together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. This particular word here for good is this word that's translated gentleness in Galatians 5:22, or an act of kindness. There's none that has a real act of kindness or this fruit of gentleness, this compassion in life. Remember, this gentleness really means an act of kindness with compassion. What are the Christians to be like? Christians are to be continuously showing an act of kindness with compassion. Of course, those people that are not born again, that's who it's talking about, the people of the world in Romans 3. that says there's nobody that has this act of kindness or the compassion without the Lord in their life. Once you become born again, then this seed of act of kindness with compassion is in you, and it needs to be developed. Remember, all of the fruit of the Spirit is to be developed as you act upon the Word of God in your life. In Luke chapter 6, verse 35, the Bible says, "But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." This particular word, kind, where it says He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil, kind is this particular word, meaning an act of kindness. God wants us to have an act of kindness with compassion. We look for a way to be helpful, constructive for someone's good with tenderness and compassion. And it says that God is kind in this way to the unthankful and to the evil. Well, God wants us to love our enemies, and He wants us to be the very same way. Don't have an attitude of holding grudges or holding back the compassion and the kindness of the Lord. God wants you to reach out even to the unthankful, even to the evil, and show an act of kindness. This is the fruit of gentleness or act of kindness with compassion in your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, the Bible says, "Charity, which is love, suffereth long," or is long-suffering, "and is kind." The word kind is, again, this word, an act of kindness. If you're really walking in the love of God, you are going to have an act of kindness that looks for a way that you can be helpful, you can be constructive, you can build someone up for their good, and you're going to be showing forth the compassion of the Lord and that tenderness of heart in ministering to people's needs, regardless of whether they're unthankful or evil. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, the Bible says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Be kind. That, again, that act of kindness to one another. And how do you do it? With a tender heart. This shows this compassion, this tenderness, tender-heartedness, forgiving one another. This is the attitude that you're to have, and this is to be without any reservation, without any conditions. You're to do it regardless of how someone acts towards you or not. Over in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, "Put ye on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness." Here's this word kindness, this word as the fruit of gentleness, the fruit of act of kindness. Put this thing on, along with humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. We are to put it on. That means, again, it is your responsibility to put on this act of kindness. As you understand this fruit, and you start doing it, and acting upon the Word, and carrying it out, and ministering to people, that shows the act of kindness in your life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says the fact that we're approved as ministers, as we have pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by that act of kindness, by the Holy Ghost, and by love unfeigned. You're going to be approved as a minister of the Lord if you truly have an act of kindness that looks for a way to be helpful, constructive for someone's good, and you show that compassion and tenderness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Over in 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings," it says, "as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." I'll tell you, if we've tasted that the Lord is gracious, this particular word for gracious is, again, this word, gentleness or the act of kindness. I'll tell you, God wants us to have that realization, the fact that the Lord is gracious or actively kind. And because of that fact, we're going to lay aside all the evil. We're going to lay aside the malice. We're going to lay aside the guile. We're going to lay aside the hypocrisy and the envy. We're going to lay aside all the evil speakings. Why? Because we've tasted that the Lord is actively kind and gracious. And He's working that in our life, that we're the same way. We're always going to be actively kind. That means we're not going to be envious or jealous or having anger or negative attitudes or evil speakings or any kind of judgmental attitude. This is the fruit of gentleness or act of kindness, which must be worked into your life. In Romans chapter 2, In verse 3, the Bible says, "Thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" We can't judge others, or we're going to be judged accordingly. In verse 4, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" When it talks about the goodness of God, this word goodness, again, is this act of kindness. The act of kindness of God leadeth thee to repentance. This is what God wants for us in our life. We're going to have the act of kindness, just like God has, in leading others to repentance, to minister to their needs, praise God. That's why we're not going to be judgmental. That's why we're always going to have compassion and tenderness towards every single person till they come to the place of turning towards the Lord. It says if we have a hardness or impenitent heart, we're going to treasure up to ourselves wrath unto the day of wrath. That's why you cannot judge others. God will render to every man according to his deeds. Over in Romans chapter 11, in verse 12 or 20, the Bible says, "Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear." And then in verse 21, "If God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest ye also spare not thee." Verse 22 of Romans 11, "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shall be cut off." Notice that this goodness, if we fall, there's a severity. But this goodness, this act of kindness comes if we continue in his act of kindness. Again, this word for goodness is the act of kindness. If you continue in his act of kindness, then you will get kindness yourself. The truth is, whatever you're giving out is being given back unto you. Whatever you're sowing, you're going to reap. God wants this act of kindness develop in you, that you're going to be helpful. You're going to be constructive for people's good. You're going to have compassion and tenderness. You're going to show a kind action towards others to meet their needs. And you're going to do it not just for Christians, but you're going to do it even to the unthankful and to the evil. This shows forth the true fruit of gentleness or act of kindness in your life. We're going to talk more on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you